This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I need to replace the front derailleur on a 17-year-old road bike of mine, and I had to get a guy to send me one from France. The shipping doubled the cost, but at least he had it used. This spring, if you're on the hunt for a new bike or a part for an old one, expect to pay more. Demand is sky high, and with shipping slowdowns, bikes and parts could cost 15 to 25% more if there is inventory to sell. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that.
2 years. That's how long bike shops are waiting for inventory from Asia, says industry marketing consultant Rick Vosper.
So you order it today, you look forward to getting it in, what would that be, 2023 sometime.
The shortage began before the pandemic, when President Trump put import taxes on bikes and parts from China.
So out of fear of tariffs, the industry held back on a lot of orders.
A tight market and then a pandemic driving people to exercise outdoors made bikes, poof, disappear from shops last April. Ira Cargill is the co-owner of the Gears bike shops in the Toronto area.
We would close and it was just like boom, boom, boom at the door. And you were trying to close the door and lock it. And people's arms were reaching in like, no, I need a bike.
Her sales doubled in 2020. She says it made her feel like she was selling a hot new iPhone with customers lined up outside the door.
Like, for being a bike retailer, I can't relate to that. I can kind of relate to that now. I kind of feel like I'm Apple.
Hargill says consumers bought every single bike in stock.
I'm talking the prettiest baby blue man's extra large bike that didn't sell. Well, people were paying top dollar. We were clearing out 2017s at regular price.
Some cyclists are resorting to fixing up their old bikes. But shipping backups and COVID restrictions at ports mean Cargill can't get any parts. She says one parts maker said it can't deliver anything to the whole of Canada till 2022.
I mean, I've got about 36 people waiting for, you know, $21.99 cranks. But if I can't get it, their bike doesn't pedal. So these silly little repair parts are as important as a brand new bike.
Meantime, the prices of everything are rising. Import tariffs remain in the U.S. Shipping costs are up. And the dollar is weak, which makes imports pricier. New bikes are going for 15% more than last year.
I feel that it's a bit of a ripoff, the new MSRPs, that they're higher than I think they should be. But the consumer is demanding them and buying them.
But will red-hot demand continue post-COVID? Consultant Rick Vosper says some in the business are bullish. He's not.
We think that post-COVID, Americans are going to revert to their pre-COVID behavior. And that means there is a huge amount of inventory in the pipeline that we don't have customers for.
He says some suppliers in Asia have the same fear, so they're not investing in new factories. And so the delays continue. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.